This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up? On what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on. The President of the United States and the First Lady knocking it out of the park. But 100, what, you know, once it gets over 100,000, yeah, you know, come on. Well over 100,000 people in India listening to a speech by the President of the United States. And we're going to be talking about that. There's a lot of live activity going on. In fact, we might just jump right into it right now because he's in India, leaving India. I don't know where he's going right now. They got him on the jet after the speech. This is, I guess it's Air Force One part a plane B. It's the 777, I think it is, that they're flying around in right now. They're not, I guess you would say, flying on the big plane right now. So they just are sort of dancing around the countryside, leaving the big plane for the long, long flights, which, of course, he's going to start coming back to the United States here pretty soon. By the way, he's got to be at CPAC this weekend, Saturday. And, you know, I'm a little disappointed because the last time there was an election, I was the guy in the Trump booth answering Trump questions all by accident. I'll explain that to you. An incredible picture of me sitting in the Trump booth that was vacant. There's no Trump there, no Donald Trump showing up to CPAC that year. No, because we had the age of the never Trumpers. Now we've got the age of the always Trumpers, and there's more and more always Trumpers. It is just absolutely an incredible sight to be seen with the Democratic Party. And I bring that up because, you know, this is going to be one of our talking points today. The Democratic Party and the meltdown that's gone on. And, of course, it's all do they feel the burn, burning down the house. I think that's really what it comes down to. We might play that song. I know there's copyright-ish. I don't care. They shouldn't be. No, not now. And actually, you don't get the radio station, so we're covered. Anyway, but the point is Bernie Sanders takes it in. Well, he takes it. He steals it. He buries him in Nevada. This is all part of the plan. You know, there's a grand plan working out there. The grand plan is it's got to be righted. A wrong has to be righted. And it's happening with the Democratic Party. And I say this because remember, you got to remember that we were out front in New California, Agenda 21 radio, the whole nine yards back in 2016 talking about the fact that Bernie got screwed in California's primary. We're pounding on the table. And everybody says, well, you're supporting Bernie's in. I don't. I'll tell you the way I feel about Bernie Sanders. He's an honest socialist communist. He's honest. He tells you he's a communist. He gives you the heads up. He's a communist. So he's obviously, you know, so an honest communist comes to the Democratic Party, and you know, a communist party, by the way, but they're not honest about it. See, this is the whole gig. You're going to have a face-off now. Oh, by the way, I failed to mention, Bernie is an independent, not a Democrat, but he's running on the Democratic ticket. Of course, you know, the Democratic Party back in the day said, oh, well, we can use a socialist comment. It's okay. It's okay. And he's honest. Yeah, he tells everybody. And, of course, that sets him apart from the Democrats automatically because he's honest. Now, honesty is a tough thing, and it must be rewarded at times. And I'm saying what happened with the Democratic Party with Hillary Clinton out here in the primary is they crushed him with illegal voting, of course. By all stretch of the imagination in 2016 primary, Bernie Sanders should have crushed Hillary Clinton, but wrong. And the same goes with the presidential running here in California, but wrong that the California Democratic Party, the machine, had the entire election system corrupted. And we all know this. We clearly know it now. But Bernie Sanders, you know, he's an honest socialist, and he was upset. Everybody's upset. The nation was upset because they saw how screwed Bernie got. So here it is. It's payback. Payback is a biatch, as they say, for the Dems, because 2020, he's running again, and now he's in front, and it looks like he is the one who's going to get the nomination. Of course, that buzzer's going off right now, the Democrats, isn't it? My point is this. Do you feel the burn? Yeah. Now, it's interesting because he's such an honest socialist. He gets rewarded now, 4 years later, for the screw job that he got from Hillary Clinton. Right? Okay. Now, we all detest what he represents. And we can be honest about this now. I think we should. He's honest with us. He's a socialist communist. Now, he's playing it down now. Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, he's doing the Democrat thing now. He's got that. He still has the Democratic genetic content to his genes, right? So he's playing that. Well, you know, it's got to play to the middle. I got to get those middle votes to middle America. Tell the kids, you know, that we communists and socialists, we're not just bad people, you know, and we can support Fidel Castro. It's not going to work that way. But, you know, anyway, he's being honest. That's my point. And now you have for the Democratic Party an honest socialist communist, and in the Republican Party you have an honest capitalist. There it is. So now the stage is going to be set. Will it be socialism, communism, or will it be a capitalistic free market economy such as what Donald Trump has? The voters, you know, it's the entree is being set. We voters get to choose, right? Well, I don't know. Out here in California, do you think? Listen, my vote does not count. Because remember, this is a Stalinist tactic going on here. You know, Stalin used to say, you know, hey, it doesn't matter who votes, it matters who counts the votes. And we're into the Stalin voting system. Yeah, that's California. And it's also spread throughout the rest of the nation. We know that. So I guess the question is, how is this election system going to be, well, set up? Well, it's kind of interesting the way it's working out, because now the honesty of a good communist socialist can be exposed. He's being honest with us that he's a socialist, and now we can be honest with him and his ilk about socialism and communism, straight up. And there's no better place to look for that than the state of California, a communist, socialist dictatorship. And all we need to do is just take a look at the homeless people and take a look at what's going on with, hey, where's the money business? Missing $320 billion, anybody? Hey, you know, I don't know about you, but that would put a dent in my checkbook. Yep, we don't know. There's no transparency about this coming from the state of California for over a year. It's required by law that they do these things. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. And then there's all these massive laws. They're taking away all of your rights. Well, of course, that's what communists and socialists do. What do you expect? So California is being drawn into the, I guess you would say, I'm going to say it, the crosshairs of the Trump administration. The stage is being set for a change in California. Because I don't think this president, this honest president, in responding to an honest socialist communist, is going to allow California to exist in the format that it's got now much longer. We will not tolerate communism and socialism in the dictatorship that we see in California any longer. That's all going to change in the next few weeks. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Well, and welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com. That's 821R.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. A lot of things. It's just amazing. I just turned to Fox, and these are some of the headlines right now we're looking at, and I'm trying to get into the Bernie comment, which is just going to shake you. Just go, what? And, of course, another thing, a big story that's happening here. There's so many things happening. It's all relative to, and much of it relative to New California, absolutely. And this is, where do they have this here? Ah, Bernie Sanders. Okay, we got that one. This is what we have on Fox right now. It says, Junior's achievement, Fox News exclusive, Trump's eldest son relishes role defending dad, challenging media hypocrisy. Taj Mahal, Trump Taj Mahal. Well, you know, is he going to come to Vegas and have a Trump Taj Mahal? I know there's a Taj, I think this still, you know, I haven't been to Vegas. Well, I haven't been on the Strip in a while. But the Trump Taj Mahal, President, First Lady visit India's iconic mausoleum following speech of 100 to 110,000. See, there's that number. I heard earlier was 112, 125. Now I'm looking at 110,000. Here's another story. Coronavirus kills 50 in Iranian city. Infections soar in Italy. Pandemic fears grip globe. Take that, Tiger. This is, watch it, 84-year-old woman sinks incredible hardwood putt. Oh, okay. Hardwood putt. To win car. All right. Anyway, I want to get into this. We'll get into the president traveling, but this is one of the burn stories because we're talking about the burn. And, you know, he's an honest socialist, but now because he's the front runner as a socialist, he's got to rethink a few things. One of them being, you know, how do I bring everybody else along in the socialism little trip, right? How can I do that? Well, you know, brother, I guess by being honest, Bernie, just by being honest. So what we have here says Bernie Sanders, the front runner of the Democratic presidential nomination, doubled down on his support for some of Cuban dictator Fidel Castro's policies, saying in an interview that aired Sunday, here we go, it's unfair to simply say everything is bad, obviously in reference to Fidel Castro. Speaking to 60 Minutes, Sanders, a self-proclaimed democratic socialist, pointed... socialist means Nazi, okay? Socialist means Nazi. He's a democratic Nazi. The heart and soul, the bleeding, if you will, of socialism comes from Adolf Hitler. Come on, get it together. Pointed to social welfare programs introduced under Castro's regime that he described as redeeming, despite the communist dictator's often repressive human rights violations against Cubans. We're very opposed to the authoritarian nature of Cuba, but, you know, it's unfair to simply say everything is bad. You know, when Fidel Castro came into office, you know what he did? Yeah. I can tell you what he did. He murdered and slaughtered people with his friend Che Guevara. No, I'm sorry. I'm interfering in the conversation. He had a massive literacy program. Is that a bad thing, even though Fidel Castro did it? He had a massive... So if they were all so literate, why are they all so enslaved today, Bernie? I think that's a reasonable question. I want to be honest with him, right? I think we all should. Why is there so much enslavement in Cuba today? Fidel Castro relinquished his power to his brother Raul in 2011. After nearly half a century in charge of the island nation, Fidel died in 2016. Some Republicans jumped on Sanders. It's really like, it really makes a difference when you when those you murder at the firing squad can read and write, Ted Cruz. I mean, that's what he tweeted. It really does, doesn't it? It says it really makes a difference, right? That's a great literacy program. It's kind of like what we've experienced with Common Core in this country, right? What a great socialist literacy program that was, brought to you by Barack Obama and, well, of course, George Bush. In a resurfaced speech given to the University of Vermont in 1986, Sanders praised the socialist policies. Really? He praised them. Uh-huh. And criticized bipartisan efforts in the U.S. to tamp down on Castro's spread of communism. And back then, you know, you had some Democrats who didn't like the spread of communism. Of course, that was just before the collapse of communism in 1989. So in this 19... Let's see if we get this. Let's see if we can get this little speech and have him say something about it. Here we go. Bernie Sanders seen an unearthed 86 video. I'm biting. So where is this video? Here we go. Okay, I got a bunch of choppy noise going on here. Let's get rid of that, and we'll get into this, right? Wherever that goes. Okay, they're talking about coronavirus, campus, all right, all that other good stuff. But we're going to get into the burn. We're going to feel that burn, if you know what I mean, which is right here. Okay. Oh, boy, we got too much chatter going on. I'll have to get this actually cleaned up in my own studio. But anyway, he says he recalls his excitement watching Castro's revolution rising up against the ugly rich people and his sick feeling watching JFK speak out against communism in Cuba. During that speech, Sanders said he almost had to puke. Well, this will be good when we get this one going on, won't it? When he saw former President John Kennedy push his opponent, at the time former President Richard Nixon, to be tougher on Cuba. For the first time in my adult life, what I was seeing is the Democrats and Republicans clearly that there really wasn't a whole lot of difference between the two. Well, Bernie, there is today with you as the front leader as president now, isn't there? See, he's worked all this time to basically blow up the Democratic Party. Well, you know, it really was getting to an implosion state, wasn't it? The video, which surfaced in February, was just the latest in a series that showed Sanders, independent from Vermont, a self-described Democratic socialist, praising socialist policies. Well, shocking. And you just knew that the treasure trove of Bernie Sanders over the last, you know, 40, 50 years is just preaching about communism and socialism. And remember, he did his honeymoon in the Soviet Union. This guy's a full-on communist, guys. I mean, full, you know, democratic socialist. So he's a Nazi and a communist at the same time. If you take a look at Hitler and Stalin, he fits right in. That's his ideology. He probably got a little bit of Maoism in it. He's not so much of a Maoist like Bill Ayers and that group of folk, and you know, such as also with Nancy Pelosi. They're more of the Maoists. And Adam Schiff, man, he's in trouble. Just a little. It's funny. Sometimes American journalists talk about how bad a country is because people are lining up for food. That's a good thing, he said in an old video clip. Do you think this video clip is going to be played endlessly by the Trump campaign? Well, you know, let's be honest. Bernie, you've been honest to this, and this is what it's going to get you, the nomination of the Democratic Party. They're going to try and stop it, though. They're going to try and stop it. Not going to work. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Get out! Hello, Cold War.
protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, this is our website, A21R.com. It's A21R.com. Okay, here comes some of the burn. I want you to feel some of the burn here. This is from his comments about Kennedy and so on. This came by way of Reagan Battalion. Reagan Battalion, here we go.
But I remember, for some reason or other, being very excited when Fidel Castro made the revolution in Cuba. I was a kid and I remember reading that. And it was just seemed right and appropriate that poor people were rising up against rather ugly rich people. And I remember, again, very distinctly, a very distinct feeling. I was watching the debates. You remember the famous Nixon-Kennedy debates? That was the first time the presidential candidates actually debated. And I was becoming increasingly interested in politics, didn't know much, but was interested. I remember sitting in the student lounge at our dormitory watching the debate. And at that time, well, I can talk about Cuba now, I was very excited and impressed by the Cuban Revolution. And there was Kennedy and Nixon talking about which particular method they should use about destroying the revolution. And I remember the irony is we learned the history later on. Kennedy was saying that Nixon was too soft on communism. Let me pick up a point that Rick was making. In Cuba, we should deal firmly with Fidel Castro. And Nixon was playing the role of, hey, you got to be patient. You know, you can't do these things. You got to negotiate. Well, of course, what he was upset about is that secretly they were planning the Bay of Pigs invasion right then. So he was the liberal. And Kennedy was playing the conservative. And actually, you know, when you read novels, people say there's a sick feeling in your stomach. Usually I'm sufficiently unemotional not to be sick, but I actually got up in the room and almost left to puke. Because for the first time in my adult life, what I was seeing is the Democrats and Republicans, both of them, and of course, as Rick points out, Kennedy was the flashing young liberal. And what we were seeing right before my eyes, way, way back then, and I didn't know anything about politics, but clearly that there really wasn't a whole lot of difference between the two. And you read the New York Times and you understand why they are not talking about what's going on in Nicaragua. Okay, that's the important story. The important story is not Nicaragua. It's not the United States government toward attitude toward Nicaragua, which is no different than it's been in 50 years. The United States has the right to destroy any government in Latin America that they want, and that's been consistent for 50 or 100 years. There's nothing new about that. What is new is why, when you read the New York Times, the real truth is not being told and how that's obfuscated. So if you want to read what goes on, and I was doing that. I remember reading and beginning to read about the Cuban Revolution, and what I was more impressed about is how it was being reported in the United States press, and I began to understand that you don't always hear all of the truth.
Okay, well, that's Bernie on that one. Now let's feel some more burn. Bernie Sanders, Nicaragua interview, 1985. We're on to Nicaragua still. On to it. Here we go. We'll see how this one all plays out, unless we get a YouTube commercial, of course. We've got to get that going on. But no, maybe not. Here we go.
Hi. We're here with Mayor Bernard Sanders to talk a little bit about his recent trip to Nicaragua. Welcome.
1985.
I think maybe a good way to start is to ask you when you first became interested in Central American issues.
I don't know. Ever since I was a kid, for some strange reason, I was always interested in the problems of Latin America and had done some reading about it as a young person and in college. I think one of the things that concerned me was the way that the United States government had always treated Latin America. And basically, as you know, our history has always been that we have the right to unilaterally get involved and overthrow governments that we don't like. President Roosevelt, back in when he was president, when somebody said, well, why do you keep supporting all these horrible dictators, these people who oppress their people, he says, well, they may be sons of bitches, but they're our sons of bitches. That was exactly what he said. And, you know, I think at a certain point, one reaches the conclusion that if one believes in democracy, and that presumably is what our nation is supposed to be about, how can you defend the right that we can go in with the Marines, as we have on many, many occasions, and overthrow any government that we don't like? And then if you think a little bit further about it and you study political science or economics, then you understand that time and time again, these interventions in Latin and Central America have been at the for the benefit of large corporations, whether it's the United Fruit Company in Guatemala, or the tin companies or the copper companies in Chile. And you say, gee whiz, should foreign policy be made for the benefit of large corporations who want to exploit the people of Latin and Central America? Is that what America is about? I don't think it is.
Well, when you went down there, how did some of your ideas change? You had a picture of what it looked like in your head, and what did you see?
Well, like everything else, I mean, I think one of, you know, one knows this as a mayor, it is important to talk to real people and be involved in a real situation. It's one thing to read books or read articles, it's another thing to be there. And when you're there, the whole picture, I mean, you see a lot more than you do when you just read something. You know, people have criticized me. They said, oh, he came back, he knows everything about Nicaragua, he was there for all of 7 days. It's not true. I do not claim to be an expert on Nicaragua. I think I learned something in 7 days. I am not. I don't, I've never claimed that I know everything. But I think what one had the opportunity, what I had the opportunity of doing down there is talking to real live people. I was very fortunate in being able to talk to many of the government leaders there, President Ortega and Ernesto Cardenal and Thomas Borges and so forth. But I also, quite intentionally, went out on the streets. We would go into the poorest neighborhoods of Managua and elsewhere, talk to people. We'd see people sitting on a fence, stop the car, let's talk. How are you? And my Spanish is not great, but I could ask some questions, and I had a translator. So I tried to get a feeling and a flavor of what was going on, and I enjoyed that.
Well, we're going to not enjoy the hammering by that. Of course, now they're shaping Central America. At this time, he was a mayor, I believe, in Vermont, and some little town there at the time, 1985. Here we go, Bernie Sanders talking about bread lines.
You know, it's funny, sometimes American journalists talk about how bad a country is because people are lining up for food. That's a good thing. In other countries, people don't line up for food. The rich get the food, and the poor starve to death.
Oh. Okay. You guys want to hear that again? I do. Here we go.
It's funny. Sometimes American journalists talk about how bad a country is because people are lining up for food. That's a good thing. In other countries, people don't line up for food. The rich get the food and the poor starve to death.
So food lines are good lines, right? Food lines are good lines. By the way, as I look at this, this is the same interview, it looks like. Just a different portion of the interview that you just heard the first part, which is 1985 interview, Nicaraguan interview. He goes down as a mayor of a town in Vermont to kind of scope it out for himself. And then he's making this comment about communism and rationing, food rationing. It's a good thing. It's a good thing. All those empty shelves, when you take a look at the socialist way of doing things. Sanders has taken the lead among 2020 hopefuls, as we know, often trailing only trailing Vice President Joe Biden in the polls, and has become somewhat of an icon for progressive insurgency within the Democrats. Somewhat. Listen, they're exploiting this and blowing this whole thing up about Sanders. This, you know, there is so much content about this socialist. This is what we have to have. We have to have the reveal about socialism to the entire country. We have to have the reveal. And here comes Bernie Sanders with the reveal. That's what we have. We have this reveal going on nationwide, worldwide. Bernie's going to open his mouth. Well, he's already opened his mouth. And all of his expressions from the years past are going to come back and haunt the Democratic Party. And we will see what they have in mind for us. You know, bread lines, food lines. It's a good thing. Just tell that to the people that are down in Los Angeles on the streets, or Sacramento, or San Francisco, the homeless. It's a good thing, Bernie. It's a good thing.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops
pops on. If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Bernie Sanders, there you go.
Feel the burn, baby.
Feel that burn for Bernie Sanders. Hey, listen, speaking of the burn, New California, 28th and 29th, 6th Constitutional Convention, number 6. Incredible. It's going to be awesome. You might want to get your tickets if you're going to be there for both days. You need to do that before noontime today. Noontime today, Pacific time. That's 3 o'clock Eastern time if you're going to come. And we got people coming from the East Coast. It's kind of interesting. Anyway, so it's going to be a great, great convention. People have worked really, really hard to put the convention on. And, it's really it's going to be awesome. Anyway, so we're going to be dialing it in as to what is going on in terms of New California. You're going to actually see the legislature in action. You know, you're going to see the things going on, and it's going to be wonderful. And I'm really proud of everybody in New California and what they've done. It's just been amazing, and all the things that they've accomplished so far that we have. It's statehood coming for us. We know that. And so anyway, go to newcaliforniastate.com or ncs51.com for all information about New California. It's going to be wonderful, absolutely wonderful. Okay, so we've got a whole bunch of things happening here on Agenda 21 Radio, coming forward, I guess you could say. I wanted to get into a little bit. I got the burn thing going on. But now, you know, this is really kind of an awesome thing that's happening. And by the way, I got to catch up to the key thing here. I want to see, we're tracking on Fox News whether or not what they've got going on in terms of India. Because the India thing. I think we'll probably cover it in the next hour. I think they're going to have some live stuff coming up at the top of the hour about the president. I think they're actually in bed now. It's dark over there. On the other side of the globe as it's lighting up here, it's morning. It's good morning. It's 9:48 in the morning, East Coast time. So we're checking out the scene. And a little bit of Rove business. They're talking to Karl Rove right now about Bernie Sanders. Let's listen in.
Lowest percentage of the vote of anybody in history because the field is splintered. So we're going to have to go through a process of having this thing sort out. And the question is, as it sorts out, does Bernie get stronger or does the competitor to Bernie get stronger? Big thing will be on Saturday in South Carolina. This is make or break for Joe Biden. He wins South Carolina. He goes into Super Tuesday with momentum. He loses in South Carolina. He's out of the contest. But we got a long way to go. Think about it. Are we really going to make up and say it's all over? 3% of the delegates have been elected. 2.3% of the delegates needed to win the nomination are now held by Bernie Sanders. It's over. Go home. It's done. No, I don't think so.
Gotcha. Well, we know what is most important to Democrats today, and that is who can beat Donald Trump. Joe Biden was asked over the week on this is an MSNBC interview yesterday if Bernie Sanders is the guy to do that. Biden makes the case he is not. Here's the former vice president.
I don't think he can beat Donald Trump and keep a Democratic Senate, get a Democratic Senate and keep a Democratic House. You're running for Senate in Texas. You think it helps you win? You're running for Senate in Arizona. You think Bernie Sanders helps you win? I think it's going to be very difficult for people in purple states to have a shot of winning.
Combine that with the Wall Street Journal headline this morning, Carl, the Sanders Democrats. The Journal writes the Democrats are waking to the prospect of a nominee who wants to eliminate private health insurance, raise taxes on the middle class, ban fracking, and put government in charge of energy production, make college a taxpayer entitlement, offer free health care to illegal immigrants, raise spending by $50 trillion, and tag every down ballot Democrat with the socialist label. That is the editorial board at the Journal this morning.
Yeah. Well, look, I think they've got a really strong point because this is a moment of vulnerability. He's leading the pack on the Democratic side. Now is the moment that every Republican candidate for Senator or Congress is going to start asking their Democrat opponent, are you in favor of all these things Bernie Sanders is in favor of, abolishing private health insurance? Think about Texas. Here's a guy who wants to ban fracking, which is powering the Texas budget. We're able to provide essential services because of oil and gas revenues to the state, so much so that the University of Texas, whose endowment is based upon lands that it holds out of which there's oil and gas production, is now going to give free tuition to anybody accepted at the University of Texas at Austin whose family income is $60,000 or less. And what you're going to do is you're going to ban immediately fracking, and that all goes away, poof, just like that. So the idea that this is going to be a painless nomination for the Democrats, that it's over, and that it's going to be painless if he gets nominated, is just simply not true. Every Democrat for the next several months until the situation gets clarified, and if it's Bernie that it gets clarified towards, even through the November election, is going to be asked at home, are you in favor of abolishing everybody's private health insurance? Are you in favor of free college? Are you in favor of reparations? Are you in favor of this or that nutty plank in Bernie's very, very left-wing platform? And it ain't going to be a pretty sight.
So that's Karl Rove talking about this with Sandra Smith this morning. That's just live TV just now. You can see the momentum and where it's going if it's going to go to Bernie Sanders. But he's got, you know, the Carolinas to go through this weekend. And like he said, if Joe Biden wins it, it's going to be a whole different picture. But if he doesn't, shocking. I think that's probably the problem. In the down ballot business, for those of you who don't understand, down ballot means all the other races. You know, you've got the top of the ballot, which, of course, you know, the presidential candidates and so on are governors. And then you have the down ballot, which is, of course, the local and the Senate and all that other good stuff. And Karl Rove is saying, and other people, with Bernie Sanders at the top, those down ballot races become problematic for the Democrats. Well, I think what's wrong with that plan? You know, I don't know there's a plan. I'm just saying, what's wrong with that plan? Doesn't that sound like a pretty good plan to you? Let's root for Bernie. Donald Trump is. Something about Donald Trump. How he plays chess. We'll be back.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing
nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
We're back. Do you feel the burn yet? Do you feel the burn? Well, you know, the Democrats are starting to feel the burn. And what happens if Joe Biden, look at it this way. About Joe Biden and the rest, right? Look at it this way. You have Joe Biden who's got issues with his son in the Ukraine. We're going to harken back to Ukraine now. So the two top front runners for the Democratic Party, you got a socialist communist and you got somebody who's really got a clouded history with arms shipments and payola. Use of the Air Force Two. Look at what's going to go. I mean, what is your choice there, Democrats? Then there's Adam Schiff. Okay, my prediction, I'm going to stick with it, 17 seats to go to the Republicans in California. I'm telling you, that's going to happen. Added to the 7 we already have. I think we can, let's see, 17 and 7 makes 24. Shocking. 24. I think we're going to have 24 seats going into Congress. I do. I absolutely do. And I think that this is, of course, the situation that is going to happen. 24 seats gives us, of course, the Congress. Plus, there's other seats that are going to be had by the Republicans. Ronald Reagan at this point in time and his coming up to the second reelection won every state. Why? Because he had the economy behind him, stupid, right? I'm going back to the Bill Clinton comment to George Washington, stupid, it's the economy, stupid. Anyway, and guess what? It is the economy, and guess who's King Kong of the economy, and what in the heck is he doing in India? Shocking. Anyway, we're going to be talking about this and more. We're talking about India now, but we're going to shift gears away from the candidates on the other side of Donald Trump. I think they're in a very bad way, in a very bad place. And, of course, the down ballot stuff, you know, members of the House of Representatives and city councils, all the way across the board, there's going to be a major shift. And then, of course, there's New California. Coming right up the middle between the Republicans and the Democrats. New California coming soon. And when it comes to the election, well, it's going to be a different story after all. And after the election, New California is going to march right off into Congress and become a state. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.